Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, it's Polly Kittens. Ain't no merely Paul Gallant. Hell, that is Polly Kittens right there, baby. It is Black Friday, and the drive is live. We are on the road at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland. And again, if you need that address to plug in your
navigation.
The navigation there, it is 9719 West Broadway in Pearland. Come on out. Everybody's always giving me a hard time or giving us a hard time about not being on this side of town. And we're here. And it's Black Friday. I know you ain't got nothing else to do, baby. You're shopping on your phone and you're watching football. Come on down here and get you some good eats, get you some good drinks, and enjoy this great atmosphere at BB's. And look, if you can't make it to this one, there's 11 BB's locations around the city, baby. It ain't hard to get into a BB's Tex Orleans. I've been to several of them, and they are all absolutely tremendous. Not just great establishments, but the staff is always tremendous. And as I said, the food is off the charts. The drinks are cold. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, I think the best way, B. Scott, the best way to get to this is, I mean, it reminds you of walking in a tremendous restaurant in South Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I mean that from – obviously, the food and the build out and the what they want to present, their forward facing part of their restaurant. But what I love about South Louisiana more than, well, I can't go into too much, all of it right here because you know things have changed over the years. But what I love about it is the people. What I love about it is the people. There's always a smile. It's easy going. It's not quite ready to party, but we're kind of leaning that direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it seems like every BB's Tex Orleans I go into has exactly that vibe in it. And I wouldn't want to be in any other place on this Black Friday than sitting right here next to my man B. Scott, B. Skeezy, Brandon Scott, doing a little radio with all this live sports going on in and around the city of Houston. And today, all over the great state of Texas and all over our country. B. Scott, what's going on, baby?
Yeah, man, it's the one thing that we know Texas and Louisiana, Houston and New Orleans have in common is that we like to eat and we like to have a good time. Mm-hmm. And we like our sports as well, man, and this is a
pretty
good day.
Pretty women, too. Pretty women, too.
Pretty women as well, and that does not go unnoted, of course. And so, yeah, man, it's a good day for all of that. Every day is a good day for pretty women, but especially for sports and to be out here, man, it's a good time. We also got some news that we're going to get to
Come on, man.
It's a real newsy day. Obviously, we had the Thanksgiving Day, so it's Black Friday. We had the Thanksgiving Day games to talk about. We've got a huge game coming up over the weekend. We got a game tonight. You know, depending on what side you lean on, you're behind enemy lines, whether you're Texas or Texas A&M. So it's a lot going on. It's a good time to be on the radio, man.
It is, man. It is a great day to be here, and we do have a big, big show lined up for you. As we mentioned, we've got college football on every TV in the building right now. And I think the big news around the college football world is Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
And it's a big story. Can Lane Kiffin get Ole Miss to 11 wins in a regular season? It'll be the first time that it's ever happened in program history. And then the headliner with Lane Kiffin is there is expected to be some kind of of decision made and announced of what he's going to do. Is he going to stay at Ole Miss? Is he going to go to LSU? Is he going to go to Florida? I believe right now, for what it's worth, that it has come down between LSU and Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Being Lane Kiffin, I don't know if he is going to build this thing up to get the most eyes on it, so he can you know, prop up Ole Miss even more than he already has, or if he's going to let them know that he's going to move on to greener pastures, if you will, at LSU or Florida. So that is a real thing going on. We'll keep you updated on that.
And I agree with you, just by the way, because the latest reporting that we've got out there is that even Florida has kind of shifted its focus away from Lane Kiffin. Now, yeah. Who knows what degree of truth there is to that. Maybe they're seeing the writing on the wall or reading the tea leaves themselves. But the way it's being reported right now, seems like the front runners would be Ole Miss and Florida.
Yeah, and
I'm sorry, Ole Miss and LSU.
LSU. The offshoot there is the Summerall cat that's at it's killing it at Tulane right now would be Florida's first choice if indeed they did move on from Lane Kiffin. But the Lane Kiffin move, if he goes to LSU or Florida, opens up Ole Miss, then that's going to shake unfortunately, I think it's going to shake up what's going on at Arkansas with potentially landing the cat out of South Florida or even Memphis. So a lot could unfold today right here while we are live on Sports Radio 610. So stay plugged in. There's obviously another or a bigger game for all of us here going on in the state and from a college football perspective. Texas A&M is tonight at 6:30. Thank you for kicking off late. I've been asking for the Texas A&M rivalry to be back on. I think it's bigger than any rivalry out there. I know a lot of folks. I know the Michigan-Ohio State has been going on longer, and then maybe that part of the country is bigger. For me, the Texas A&M rivalry is the biggest, and it's a crying-ass shame that we've gone so many years and not been able to watch that game. And I don't have a dog in the fight, right? I have zero skin in the game other than my wife's a Longhorn. But personally, I don't really care one way or another, but that rivalry I grew up watching needs to be part of the Thanksgiving holidays, needs to be part of something that we celebrate in a big way, B. Scott. So we'll hit that as well at some point today.
Oh, I've already decided that I'm staying, man. It comes on at 6:30. We're off here at 6. I don't want any time to go by so I would miss this game. I grew up rooting for Texas. I didn't go to either school, but I grew up rooting for Texas, and so that game does mean something to me. I'm at least a little bit old enough to remember when the game meant something. Like, we went a decade. We got a generation of adults who don't really identify with the game as much, which I think is really a crying shame that you got Texans, people that are from the state, that don't really understand how big of a rivalry that once was or can't really fully appreciate it until now. So we get to kind of kick off a new iteration or a new generation of said rivalry, and so I'm here for it.
That's right, man. It's going to be beautiful. The NFL Thanksgiving slate was absolutely priceless, y'all, by the way. That week, I don't know. I don't keep up with the greatest Thanksgiving slates of games of all time, but I think you're going to be hard-pressed to find three better games, better matchups, played out better, more star power. That meant more to all of us here in Houston.
Yeah,
we'll get to that.
No doubt
we'll
about
get to that point at some point. The Texans, they go to Indianapolis Sunday, and we got big news on that front.
We do.
I know B. Scott's over here going, damn, would you get to it already?
Look, I'm on the edge of my seat, man.
Hey,
and
man,
we got 4 hours to do it.
Well, it's been, I'll be honest with you, we've all felt like it was leaning this direction, but until you get official word, you don't want to overthink it, or you don't put the cart before the proverbial horse. C.J. Stroud has been full go at practice this week, and they have announced that he is officially out of the NFL concussion protocol and will play versus the Indianapolis Colts. And B. Scott, this is the news that you wanted to hear. This is the news that you wanted to hear to confirm that there was no backsliding with the different symptoms of a concussion through all the different five or six steps that it takes to get there. But C.J. Stroud is going to play. He is cleared. This is big news on the Texans front.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest regular season game of his career at this point, just because of what it all means and the adversity that they face. Obviously, him personally being out these last three games and whatever it is he's gone through dealing with this concussion, I can't imagine what it must have felt like to have to be out for 3 weeks.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What those symptoms must have been. But, man, if you're watching on YouTube or on Twitch, I'm wearing my CJ Stroud T-shirt because I'm excited for the Texans. I think there's no better time to get your starting quarterback back when your offense is looking a lot better than it had back when he got hurt. Of course, you were able to win those three games with your backup quarterback out there. And now you're facing the leader in the division, at the very least a playoff, yep, a playoff caliber team, one of the actual good teams in the league. What was one of the criticisms earlier in the year is that you weren't beating good teams or you were beating bad teams. This is objectively a good team, even with a hobbled Daniel Jones, which I'm sure we're going to get to. Well, what an opportunity for the Texans and for C.J. Stroud. Great time. And I was at practice earlier. They didn't do anything. Okay, I saw C.J. Stroud at practice today, just kind of standing around, yep, talking, yep, stretching a little bit. You had Jalen Petrie out there throwing the football around with the other guys in the secondary, Kamari Lassiter, Derek Stingley, Kalen Bullock, just kind of having a good time. It was light. It was just a walkthrough. But they've had plenty of time to prepare for this game, and I'm pretty excited about the fact that C.J. Stroud's going to be out there.
That's Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610. He is in for Ron, the show. Ugly, I'm Clint Sterner. We are live at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland, and the news is C.J. Stroud has officially been cleared from concussion protocol, will play on Sunday, barring anything, any injury between now and then, I guess I need to say. Here's what's clear with C.J. Stroud. Here's what's good. Obviously, this isn't a he was cleared today, he started practicing today, right? He's been practicing all week. I mean, yeah, there's no reason that they would drop the word full in participation in practice all week long if he wasn't participating. So, yes, being cleared is the final hurdle, but the truth of the matter is the big story here is C.J. Stroud should be fully prepared. He's been getting reps all week with his guys. He's been studying. He's been thinking through, processing everything that you need to as a starting quarterback, which I can't stress how important that is in a game that's this big versus a defense that is this multiple and has been getting better as the season goes along. He's had 10 days to prep for the Indianapolis Colts. That is an absolute game changer.
Yeah.
That is an absolute game changer. And he may have even had longer because he probably knew he wasn't going to play on Thursday night against the Bills. So he's probably been prepping for him even longer. Brandon, this is not just getting your starting quarterback back and you found out, you know, at the final hour. This is getting your quarterback back early enough on a long week to know that he's got plenty of time to prepare. So I think there will be a little bit of rust, B. Scott, but I expect to see a C.J. Stroud, as good a C.J. Stroud as we've seen all year long.
See, and that's the thing that I was going to ask you about, because I'm trying to get a good sense for this, and I don't have one for which one is more of a benefit or a takeaway. Is it the 10 days to prepare or the rust of having not been out there for 3 weeks? I guess my question would be to you, like, how hard is it to go out there and play high-level, high-functioning quarterback,
yeah,
after you haven't done it, once you have a gap of, yeah, 3 weeks in play, never mind to mention whatever it is might be the impacts of the concussion itself. Kind of just set that part even aside.
Like, right,
that's the challenge that I don't have a great sense for, that I am a little bit worried about when you talk about a defense that is more, I'm not as much scared of the defense itself as I am the defensive coordinator and, yep, and his ability to kind of move some chess pieces, kind of the way DeMeco does, the same way.
Yep.
And so that's what concerns me, a concussed, recently concussed quarterback going up against a really smart defensive coordinator, and he hasn't done it in 3 weeks. What does that look like?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not the caliber of C.J. Stroud, obviously, but I can tell you it impacted me greatly. It was like the difference between the first game of the season, coming out of training camp, a little action, all of a sudden things get real around you, get real chaotic around you, and guys are moving a lot faster. And in the SEC, it was as close to the NFL caliber defensive and offensive line as you could see. And so it was a major deal. Now, if you watched Thanksgiving Day late night football last night, and you watch Joe Burrow come in there and spin that rock around like he's been playing all season long,
fair.
Then maybe that caliber quarterback is a little different. So that actually gives me some hope, because I think we're going to go into this a little bit when we talk about yesterday's slate of football, but I think Joe Burrow stylistically, right, is right in the lane of C.J. Stroud. And so, you know, it was good to see that guy come back from a toe injury. Obviously, he's not been able to drop. He's not been able to participate. Step right back in there and get it done. Now, obviously, I'm not trying to put C.J. Stroud on Joe Burrow's tier of quarterbacks right now, but there was a time and a place not too far back in history where we felt like C.J. Stroud was at least approaching that tier quarterback. So he damn sure made it look easy. So I would expect C.J. to navigate it well. Now, I'll say this. I think last week I hammered home to everybody, like, 3 days is not enough time. It's just not enough time. There's not enough action. 10 days, on the other hand, is plenty. Like, you got 10 days of practice, you can get enough done in them first 2 or 3 days and over the weekend to where when you come back, now we can structure some things if you're D'Amico Ryans of, hey, I'm not asking anybody to rush the passer and bend the corner and cut anybody, but let's make sure we get C.J. Stroud some live pads popping and helmets moving and guys running by him so that the game day isn't the first day he sees that level of heat, right? I mean, yeah. You've got time over a 10-day span to accomplish that with C.J. Stroud. So I feel better than I expected with C.J. Stroud, you know, not being on the shelf for 3 weeks.
I think another big question is, are the Texans built and does the matchup dictate a situation where they can properly protect C.J. Stroud, right? And what I mean by that is being built that defense, right? Like, the defense is going to keep them in the game. That gives obviously helps C.J. Stroud in the offense overall. But in terms of the offense itself, can you run the football, right, and open up things for C.J. Stroud, not put as much pressure? Now, he's going to have to make plays. I'm not saying you're going to go out there and baby C.J. Stroud or treat him like a backup quarterback or anything like that. But you're going to need to run the football. I think that the matchup dictates that you should be able to run the football. I think Indianapolis, were as good as they are at some points defensively, they are vulnerable against the run. They haven't had to do it as much because they play from ahead as much. But with your defense, they shouldn't play from ahead against you. So the question for me is, how much is the Texans' infrastructure and how they're built something that can actually protect C.J. Stroud and to where he doesn't have to do as much?
All right, again, that's Brandon Scott. I'm Clint Sterner. We're discussing the C.J. Stroud announcement that he is out of concussion protocol in the NFL. The NFL concussion protocol, he's out of it, not in it. I'm sorry, getting tongue-tied here. Also, I want to remind everybody out there, Football Talk on Sports Radio 16 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. Boy, ain't that the truth. But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, including our juicy Week 13 matchup between the Texans and the Colts. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, y'all, look, we've got another quarterback in this game that we've got to get to. There is some video. A video has surfaced of the Indianapolis Colts quarterback, and I'm going to tell you, the lower leg injury report has taken a little turn, in my opinion. I'm not afraid to go ahead and put it out there. We will we'll tell you about that, as well as at 2:40. At 2:40, we're going to play C.J. Stroud from NRG. The first time we've heard from the quarterback in the last handful of weeks before he goes to Indianapolis and starts fresh out of NFL concussion protocol. We'll do that at 3:40. I'm sorry, at 2:40 we're going to do that. But next, we got to catch y'all up on the Indianapolis Colts quarterback Daniel Jones. It ain't looking good if you're in Indy, if you know what I mean. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.